Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team conducted a probation compliance check at a residence in the 100 block of West Henderson Street yesterday. Officers contacted 25-year-old Eureka resident Sarah Gibson and found her in possession of heroin and methamphetamine, along with drug use paraphernalia. Officers also recovered a stolen passport taken from an Arcata home during a recent burglary, and a search of the residence turned up other items stolen from a recent theft in Eureka. Gibson was arrested and booked on several charges, and officers also called in child welfare services due to the presence of two small children and because of the living conditions at the house. An arrest warrant has been issued for the resident of the home as well. And POP officers also served a search warrant at a residence in the 1200 block of A Street in Eureka yesterday. Officers contacted 31-year-old William Hall of Oakland, and after searching the residence, they found 6 grams of heroin, 2 grams of cocaine, along with crack cocaine, and paraphernalia consistent with drug sales activity. Officers also found 3 counterfeit $100 bills. Hall was booked into county jail on several charges, including possession for sale and possession of that counterfeit money. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 1100 block of Boss Road in McKinleyville yesterday. Officers found an indoor marijuana grow in the garage and seized 108 growing plants and a pound of processed weed. Officers arrested 37-year-old Chelsea Kirby and her ex-husband, 37-year-old Justin Kirby. Both were booked into county jail on possession and cultivation charges. The couple's 10-year-old daughter was placed with relatives, and electrical power to the residence was shut off due to wiring concerns. Eureka police officers and an ambulance crew were called out to the 1100 block of 5th Street today after a patrol car spotted a naked woman acting irrationally. The patrol officer attempted to contact the woman and reported she exhibited signs consistent with being under the influence of drugs. The officer reported that during his initial contact with the woman, she became combative and attempted to assault the officer with items covered in bodily fluids. The struggle continued, and once the woman was restrained and put into an ambulance, officers report she then began spitting on both police officers and EMTs while she was en route to the hospital. The woman was taken to St. Joseph's Emergency Room, and she could face charges. Trinity County Sheriff's deputies were called out to a residence on Carr Creek in Hayfork yesterday after receiving a report that 4 armed men were attempting to rob a residence. Deputies later learned that 3 men from Redding, Donnell Gear, James Cremians, and Casey Rogers, had placed a 4th man, Josh Stanley, in the back of a rental truck and were headed to Stanley's residence in Hayfork. Stanley managed to escape from the truck and run to his residence on Nelson Road. He then said he armed himself and hid behind the house, where it's reported Casey Rogers found him. Stanley then shot Rogers, who suffered critical injuries and was taken to the hospital. Cremians and Gear were arrested and booked into county jail on several charges, and any charges to be filed against Stanley are pending following further investigation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University senior Denisha Battle has received a $3,000 Hearst Cal State University Trustees Award for Outstanding Achievement. Bass, a psychology major, grew up in a low-income section of Los Angeles and received less than average schooling. But at the urging of teachers, she pursued her studies at HSU. Bass plans to continue on in graduate school after getting her bachelor's degree, and she will undertake a career in community support. Bass is one of 23 students across the state to receive the award. Law enforcement agencies will be back out on local roads this weekend with a pair of DUI checkpoints scheduled for tomorrow night. The Eureka Police Department will conduct its checkpoint somewhere within the city limits from 9 p.m. until early Saturday morning. Drivers will be screened for signs of impairment as well as for proof of a valid license and registration. The CHP will also conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint somewhere within the unincorporated area of the county. The CHP checkpoint will run from approximately 6 p.m. until midnight. and two sheriff's deputies helped find a lost man yesterday after being notified of a lost hiker by the Arcata Police Department. 22-year-old Andre Cotagoni had gone hiking in the Arcata Community Forest and then found that he was lost. Cotagoni called 911 on his cell phone, and once his location was found to be outside of city limits, sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. The deputies found Cotagoni safe and sound about 2 miles from West End Road. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.